On Monday, President Obama drove up to a quiet neighborhood on the eastern edge of Las Vegas to talk to residents who stood out on their sidewalks.
Thank you for letting me block your driveways.
The homes here are all nearly identical two-story light stucco. The neighborhood, like all of Las Vegas, has suffered its share of foreclosures.
Now today, what I want to focus on is housing, which is something obviously on the minds of a lot of folks here in Nevada.
In particular, Obama voiced his concern for underwater homeowners.
There are still millions of Americans who have worked hard and acted responsibly, paying their mortgage payments on time, but now that their homes are worth less than they owe on their mortgage, they're having trouble getting refinancing, even though mortgage rates are at record lows. So that's going to soon change.
Obama said that at his urging, federal regulators are making it easier for underwater homeowners to refinance and stay in their homes. They're making changes to the existing federal home affordable refinance program. Obama admitted it was just a step and said ideally Congress would pass the American Jobs Act, his $447 billion proposal.
We can't wait for an increasingly dysfunctional Congress to do its job. Where they won't act, I will.
Selena Robago lives just next door to where Obama spoke. She guesses the president came to her neighborhood because it's a good spot to talk about the housing crisis.
Maybe because of the fact that every other house is vacant. We've seen some people foreclosed on. It's a nice area, but the houses aren't full.
Robago says the president was right to focus on housing and jobs in his speech.
I'm unemployed right now. I worked in construction, so we got hit hard.
A few blocks away, Ben Montano is waiting for his daughter outside a convenience store. He didn't hear Obama speak, but said the neighborhood is buzzing about it.
I understood that he plans to help us out on the housing part.
It's an important topic for Montano. He's one of those underwater homeowners. He says a program that could help him refinance at lower interest rates would be a help.
One of the things that would do for me personally, it would give me a little extra cash to spend on my grandkids, for instance, and help out my children.
But the changes in mortgage policy that were announced Monday will only help a small fraction of underwater homeowners. That's according to Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic Policy Research.
You have somewhere around 12 million people who are underwater in their mortgages. So that's certainly helpful if we could help, let's say, 800,000, but that's not most of them.
That's because the federal program can only help people who have Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae-backed loans, and homeowners must be current on their mortgage payments. Dean Baker says ideally Congress would pass federal legislation that would force banks to reduce the principal on loans, but that won't happen in this political climate. He says the Obama administration should have done more earlier on.
Even when they had majorities in Congress, they really didn't try to push anything that was very aggressive. So I think they've really kind of failed homeowners.
On Tuesday, the president will be in Colorado, where he will discuss reforms to help college graduates pay back their student loans. In Las Vegas, I'm Jude Joffe Block.